But my message today, take a breath and do a God check. You see, the Bible is full of passages about long-term, lifelong messages that we should try to keep in our heads. For example, Philippians 5:16-18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Okay, simple enough. We need to constantly and continually keep God in our minds and keep our prayers on our lips to get us through the days and the years as they progress. But once again, it's a lifelong thing. It's something that you wake up doing, you go to sleep doing. And that's good. We always need to keep this in our heart. Another example, James 1:22-23. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. So we're first being told to keep God's prayer and keep God's services in our minds and in our hearts and to always keep prayers on our lips. But it goes further than that. We're told that not only should we believe in this and pray, but we should act on it. You see, as Christians, we are given a holy guide that we need to live our lives under God's word and under God's will. And oftentimes the difficulty of spreading his word can be that much more easily done when we simply live our lives as good Christian men and women. Because when we're doing that, God blesses us, God helps us, and other people will look at us. And though some may see bitterness, why is he getting that raise? Why did she get a new car? Why did that person get a child or that person get a marriage? Other people will eventually come and ask. They'll try to figure it out. But with all these long-term suggestions that the Bible offers to us that are easier to do or at least make better sense in our minds, there's some that start making things a little more difficult. For example, Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Now, once again, great to know, but in my mouth all day and night, I mean, I got other things I kind of need to do sometimes. I got work, there's a really good TV show that's about to come on. It can become, at times, almost overwhelming. Another example. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Which is, once again, a great message, but now it's kind of demanding on you. It's like, have I not commanded you? Yes, Lord, you definitely have. Be strong and courageous. I'm trying, Lord, I swear. So as we go through the Bible, we get these lifelong lessons, and you get these nice, sweet passages that pass on to you these great messages. But then a few passages later, you get like, you ain't doing it right. You need to do better. Didn't I command you to do it? And it's like, ah. Last but not least, we have Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God. What is good and acceptable and perfect? Good and acceptable and perfect. That's a lot of things that I have to transform my will towards. And a lot of times we like to take a moment and do it. Well, God, you don't understand. You see, what happened was, this person cut me off and my child was driving me insane and my husband was being my husband just being my husband. So, this is where the importance of the God check comes in. You see, when we leave our house, we'll check the mirror real quick before we leave and make sure our hair looks okay or the makeup's been put on straight or our tie is on straight. We'll turn to our loved ones. Do I look okay? Does this make me look big? Doesn't this make me look small? Always dangerous questions, but nonetheless they get asked. We take a moment after we go to the facilities, we wash our hands, we look in the mirror again, we take times throughout our day to check on ourselves and to make sure that we look presentable, but especially to the outside eye, to other people. However, too often we neglect upon ourselves. When things are being rough, when things are going poorly, we don't take a moment and do a God check. We'll do a mirror check. We'll do a wife or husband check. We'll do a car check. But we don't do our God checks. And these are simple little either verses or moments when things are going wrong throughout the day to take a breath, take a moment, and compose yourself. There we go. That was a good moment to compose myself. So we have some God check verses, and we can use various ones at various points in the day. That's a good thing about the Bible. It's a really thick book. There's a lot of stuff that we can utilize from it. So the ones I'm going to show you, by all means, are not the end-all be-all on verses to use, but they're good ones to keep in mind that we can bring our minds and bring our prayers back to. For example, when we wake up in the morning, it's a lot of times good to take a moment and do your morning God check. Because we're going to do our morning mirror check, make sure the clothes we wear look right. We're going to do our morning child check and make sure that they're not going to school wearing mismatched socks and a shirt that's inside out. So we need to take a moment and do our own little morning God check. Good example of this is Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your hearts and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. So this is something that we can bring back to our minds. It's not one of those lifelong. I mean, you should try to do it every day, but you can remind yourself, okay, Lord, this morning, just keep my path straight. I'm really not in the mood for curves today or turnarounds or U-turns. If you can just keep my path straight today, I think it's going to be a good day, Lord. There's also Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So once again, a great verse. This isn't even really one that we have to do much of. This is the Bible telling us, hey, you're set. Might things seem like a rough morning, but you're in good shape. Jesus' grace has already come to you. You've already won. Anything bad that's going to happen today is going to be offset by the fact that because you accepted Jesus into your life, because you are a good Christian man or woman, that Jesus was already there for you to pave the way to keep things straight and simple for you. But the morning is just that, the morning. When we go through our day, we encounter enemies. And a lot of times when you hear the word enemy, you know, we think superhero, some guy with a staff cackling evilly as they're going to try to make our day worse or our week worse. But oftentimes our enemies are simply another person. Oftentimes could even be a Christian, a good man or a woman trying to live their lives. And through the actions that they're doing, be it consciously or too often unconsciously, they make our days worse. And this is once again when a good moment to take a God check comes into play. Because it's amazing when that person cuts you off. That one instant moment you get cut off when you're driving, suddenly it can ruin the whole rest of your day. You're cranky, you're upset, you go to your office, the coffee machine isn't working, you get toner on your shirt, your child gets sick, just the whole day goes to pot. And it can be very frustrating. But if you take a moment and do that God check when you deal with your enemies, it is once again a way to compose yourself and to take that breath and to make sure that we follow in His grace. So, for example, Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. Look carefully, then, how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. The Bible straight warns us, days are evil. We're going to have bad days. You know, there's all sorts of reasons for this. The devil attacks us and goes against us. Other people aren't good, wholesome Christians, like we at least, you know, try to be. So we're warned ahead of time, and it's something that we can reflect on. Lord, why is this happening to me? Why is this going on today? Of all days, Lord, why did you have to let this happen today? Well, in all honesty, because days are evil. If it wasn't today, it could have been tomorrow. It could have been yesterday. But you can look at Psalms 5, verse 8. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. Once again, another verse making our way straight. Because it doesn't just involve in the morning going through our normal days. We need an entire day of a nice straight path and a way we can keep reflecting on that. Because the curves that can trip us up, that can change us. When you have a straight path, you can see everything that's going on in front of you. That's when the blessings that we get as Christian men and women, not only in the short but in the long term, we know where our eventual path leads. That we live this life in the best way that we can. And one day we may no longer be on this earth, but heaven is waiting for us. And until then, as long as we follow His path, He leaves it straight for us, and we're prepared and ready and able to conquer against our enemies. Now, Luke 3, and this is 13, and it'll also be 14. This is an interesting one. Because, once again, the way we think of our enemies are people that are purposely trying to hurt us. But oftentimes that's not the case. People that make our days worse are not trying to. It's either their job, their necessity, or they're just completely unobservant of what their actions are doing to you. The second part of this, and He said to them, collect no more than you are authorized to do. And so the question is, who are them? Well, in the beginning of this verse, one moment. I envy Pastor Bill. He can just keep on going, no drink of water or anything. But in the beginning of this, it's talking about publicans who came by to get baptized. And publicans, for lack of a better term, were basically government workers. And so some of them were doing great things. They were helping build, you know, build roads or build buildings. But a lot of times they were the management. So they were the people who would yell at the person for not doing their job. They were the people going to collect taxes. They were the people that made other people's lives more difficult. And so the problem is it doesn't change the fact these were men that were going to get baptized, that believed in Jesus. And they had to turn to Him and ask Him, how do I do this job? How do I do this thing that on our earth is required of me and still be a good man? And a lot of times we have to ask that ourselves. Because we will at times find ourselves in a situation where what we feel that we have to do doesn't always feel like the right thing to do, even though it is. And He goes on. He even talks to the soldiers. Soldiers also asked Him, and we, what shall we do? And He said to them, do not extort money from anyone by threats or by false accusation, and be content with your wages. So even people who, the worst of the worst, had to hurt and potentially kill other people to protect their city, to protect their people, to protect their rulers, turned to God, turned to Jesus, and asked for His guidance and asked for His help. Now, if they could do this, if they could take time and do a God check, then there's no reason that we ourselves can't do this from time to time. So we've spoken of our mornings, of getting prepared for the day. We've spoken of our enemies, those that hurt us, be it purposefully or completely without knowledge. But there's also our weaknesses and trials. A lot of times the hardships that we go through are of no fault of anybody. It's life. It's the difficulty that life brings us on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis. And so once again, and I can tell you, I just did a 5-day, 6-state business trip this past week. And I had to turn to these a lot. Because by that 4th day of going to a 5th meeting after being on a 2-hour plane flight, I didn't want to do it anymore. I was tired and wanted to go to bed. I didn't feel like talking to another person in a suit. But I knew it was for the betterment of my family, for my company, for myself, for my future children, for my parents, and for this church. Because when I can make money, it's money that I can give to the church. So I had to turn and focus on ways to uproot myself from my weaknesses and from my trials. So we look at Isaiah 40, 29 through 30. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. I bet those of you that have little kids don't believe this last part, but, you know, it still can be true. It doesn't matter if we're old or we're young. We grow tired. We grow weary. And a lot of times we try to use that as an excuse. Oh, I'm a parent. I don't have the luxury. I don't have the time to get tired. I'm responsible for this. Oh, I'm a young man. I'm strong and virile and whatever else. I don't have the time or the luxury to deal with this. And the reality is a lot of times we don't. But we do have the time to do our God check, to take our breath, give ourselves some words of encouragement, a reminder that the Bible gives to us that we can obtain and gain strength and the ability to conquer and defeat things that we didn't think we could. Still, going up to verse 31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. So furthers us along into the fact that when we do believe in God, when we do pull upon His strength, when we take our moment and pray to Him, it gives us strength. And I love any verse where I get to mount up. That just, you know, makes me sound strong and ready to go conquer the world. So when we take our moment and look for strength in God, when nothing else is really going to give us that strength that we need, these verses can, these verses will. It's like a nice IV, a Red Bull into the veins, without all the you know, five hours later being crashed out. We can also look at 1 Samuel 12, verse 24. Only fear the Lord and serve Him faithfully with all your heart, for consider what great things He has done for you. This is part of how we have to handle our God check. It says, only fear the Lord. So this means that if we are strong Christian men and women believing in God, the only thing we have to fear is Him. Now, some people can twist that into, you know, He's a loving God. Why should we fear Him? Well, when we were children, did we not at times fear our mother or father? The disciplinarian, the person who could cause us difficulty and problems if we didn't behave. Well, the same goes with God. But because of this, that's the only thing that we have to fear is Him. We don't have to fear the things that are on earth. It doesn't mean that they don't affect us. Doesn't mean that they can't hurt us, but it does mean that we don't have to fear them. And if you don't fear something, you can stand up to it and you can conquer it. So through this, serve Him faithfully with your heart, for consider what great things He has done for you. Sometimes that's all that we can turn to. Today, Lord, horrible. Everything that could have gone wrong did go wrong. But you know, last week, there was an extra piece of cake on the table for me, or I found a dollar on the ground, or my wife and I didn't fight, or my kids went to bed at a reasonable hour. We have to at times turn back and look at the great things that He's done for us. And not just the big things. I mean, those are great, but sometimes we can always rely on those too much. When we turn back, you know, you gave me a child, or you gave me a marriage, or they're great things, and they should never be forgotten. But if we include in that the little things, the small things that God does for us, it means that we don't have to sit there and go, well, 5 years ago, He sure did a great thing for me. Now we can say, one day ago, He did a great thing for me. 5 days ago, 10 days ago, 20 days ago. We have a plethora, a long list of all the things He has done for you. Because without Him in our lives, none of what we've achieved would be possible. So last but not least, We've gone over our day. We've gone over our trials and tribulations, our weaknesses, our enemies. We're given a lot in the Bible. And a lot of them conquer us in long-term things to do. In maintaining prayer on our lips and always keeping ourselves ready for Him and always keeping Him in our minds and in our hearts. And a lot of times we do this and then we forget about it. When we do right with God, He is no different for us than the beating of our heart. He's always with us. He's always telling us what to do. And because of that, we can almost forget of all the things that He does for us. But when we take our God check moment, and when we take our breath, we breathe in, we breathe out, we go back to a verse of something He's done for us recently. Some way that He gives us strength. Some way that He conquers our trials. Some way that He helps us defeat our enemies or allows our enemies to bypass us. Because at the end of the day, John 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. We are given everlasting peace the minute that we accepted God into our lives. And it's difficult to remember that sometimes when life is getting hard, when life is being a struggle, when every day you get up or you turn or you try to act out in something and it just doesn't seem to work. But He's always there for us, always ready to give us peace. We have our long-term goals with Him, and we have our moments. You take your breath and you do a God check. Thank you very much.